Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Giuseppe D, also known as Joey Coldcuts, also known as Joseph Peter DeMar, to close family members. And, of course, checking in from Denver, Colorado, it is Mikey Bear Down Cuts. And right now we can't see anybody. We're supposed to be connected to the audio. Giuseppe just woke up, and the hair looks immaculate per usual. It is one of the more... And here comes, boys, checking in, Mikey Bear Down
Cuts. Can we change his view, Bob?
What's wrong with his view?
I can't see all the people at once.
We should be able to. It's in
gallery. That's on your end. You change that, Joe.
It's got to be. I mean, Bear Down's pretty much checking. He's using snow Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
He's a okay.
Coming in clear,
there.
Though. Coming in clear.
Yeah.
It's cold out
here. You know, I'll tell you, if people saw the beating I just took for not, we were supposed to do the podcast at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. That's 9:30 Mountain Time. Now that Bear Down's in Denver, he likes to use Mountain Time as much as he possibly can. If people saw the beating that I took for having the link to you guys 2 minutes late, it's ridiculous. You guys are like little hyenas. Bob. It's just, you just pounce.
It's all on Bob's time. I mean, Bear Down's on a family vacation. I mean, look, he's in the middle of the freezing cold weather so that he can do a podcast.
Now, that's for aesthetics. Running around. That's all for aesthetics.
I got a flight.
Bob,
it's in the
teens. It's in the teens here. I promise you.
I believe that, Bear Down. But if you don't think that Bear Down has a living room to go inside to if you want it, he's a showman.
By the way, Bear Down.
It would have been pure chaos in the living
room. Bear Down, were you?
Running everywhere, in-laws everywhere. It would have been chaos.
Bear Down, by the way, were you before Bob put on the story that the podcast was coming out on Thursday, were you notified? I just received a notification that I was on a story by the way, the podcast is coming out Thursday.
Joseph.
And I said to Bob, I said, when are we going to do the podcast?
There was discussion that it was going to be Tuesday. And then the last thing I remember we discussed in the group chat was Bob was like, can we switch it to Wednesday? And I said, Wednesday would actually be better because we were still settling in here. And then when he said he was pushing it to Thursday, quite honestly, it worked out even better because the later in the week, the more acclimated you are in vacation.
Everybody
so it didn't
wins.
Bother me, but I didn't.
My point is that there's, we're all on Bob's time is my point, is that there's no reflection or, hey guys, what would be the ideal time that would work ideally for everyone, you know? And then even this morning, I said, the earlier, the better. I got to pack. I got to get ready for a flight. I have things I haven't done yet. Yesterday, I managed to get us a golf round so we could film for Bob Does Sports. Drove back home from Newport, went straight to work, had to close the restaurant down. Get up this morning. I would have loved to do this an hour ago. I would have had an hour and a half to pack, get ready for my flight to Scottsdale. Bob goes, oh no, by the way, I booked a training session at 7:15. So I can't.
Hold on. I got to defend myself here. First off, in regards to the podcast time, we were outside smoking a cigar together in regards to the podcast, me, you, and Jet celebrating our victory, which it was a beautiful one and a masterful one.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We will definitely be touching on that. But you were there with us, Giuseppe.
Yeah, but Bob, you never mentioned
regards to the time, Bear Down said that had worked best for them. We discussed that the night prior. And I said, I'll be done with my workout at 8. If 8:15 works, it's beautiful. 8:15 works. Bear Down wanted to push it to 9:30 Mountain Standard Time. So again, that he could probably use the word Mountain Standard Time again. And here we are today. And you know what, Giuseppe? I'm fired up to be here. I think Mikey V's very fired up to be here. And I can't help but look, Bear Down. I know I say it all the time. The hair on this guy is unbelievable, dude.
I think you overreact about my hair sometimes. It's good.
Oh, stop. It's a mess. Don't be right humble now. In this. If there's one place you don't have to be humble, Joe, or have any type of humility, it's in the lettuce department. You could just be full-blown peacock there. You don't need to be modest at all. You could just strut your stuff in that regard.
Well, I do that with everything, Bear Down.
Well, I know, but that's why the caveat, the one thing that you have the green light on all the time. And it sounded like Joe was making himself out to be a little bit of a martyr there, didn't it, Bob, for a little while?
Yeah.
I just think I'm an integral part of this operation, as is Bear Down, as is Bob.
I agree with that.
And you know, sometimes I just feel like, oh, cuts will make it work, no problem. Like, you know, and it's like I'm always bending over backwards. And trust me, if there's anybody I don't mind bending over backwards for, it's you two individuals. But, you know, just a little, hey, Cutsy, by the way, you know, what would be the best time for you? When will work best for you? You know, not, oh, I have a 7:15, you know, cardio session booked.
That was discussed. That was discussed the night prior, and I ran it by you guys to ensure that the workout session was okay to do. And to be honest, if I not get that class and I'm not in tip top, I'm not at my best.
Oh, God forbid that doesn't happen, Bob. You got the whole rest of the day to do a workout session. You know, God forbid you didn't get the 7:15 time slot.
Speaking of workout sessions, okay, did you see Mikey V reported the Aaron Rodgers news came out, and Mikey V is on vacation with the family, and he reported lies from some water slide. Was that a kid's pool, Mikey V? Where exactly were you?
The kids, I was actually here, but the indoor portion of here. So there's an indoor portion that, like, you could swim out of the indoor pool into the outdoor heated pool into the jacuzzi. So I was in the inside because, you know, my son was going down the slide a bunch of times in the kiddie pool. So, you know, I'm there to supervise, obviously. And then I saw the news, which didn't surprise me. Again, I've been saying for weeks he was going to be back in Green Bay. I said for weeks he was going to be back in Green Bay.
If you looked at the way Bear Down was looking at the camera, the way he reported it, God forbid our little Dom, something happened to him going down that slide. He wouldn't have seen a damn thing. He was so locked into that camera and getting his takeout on Aaron Rodgers, he never would have seen
it. I'm sure Holly had eyes locked on the kid.
You would hope so, but to sit here.
Could you imagine what he's trying to twist this into?
This is pretty bad.
He's trying to make me sound like I can't supervise my children. Could you imagine how sick this guy is? How fucking sick he really is in the head? Anything to twist the narrative, to push the likes up.
I've been known to push boundaries, but that is going a far stretch. I don't know if I would go that far, Bear Down.
It's like he leaped out of the pool and immediately had to.
I couldn't have been more calm, cool, and collected.
It's like he swam out of the pool to go.
You have to rag on Aaron all the time. The guy's the best in the business. You
Here's
know,
my problem.
First of all, I always say that, Joe. I always say he's the best. You know that. I always say one of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, but was the end of that video really necessary?
I didn't see the end of the video.
You didn't see the end of the video?
No, I was worried about Dom.
Oh,
I
well, was there a lifeguard on duty, Bob? Was there
life? I hope so. I hope he wasn't a Bears or Packers fan.
Yeah. Bob's jumping to assumptions.
Are we getting some pretzel making right now, Bear Down?
Well, out of Bob, he's a master pretzel maker, as I always say. But listen, I have no beef with what Aaron's doing. The whole thing was like, it just dragged on for so long. This decision was probably made weeks ago, and it's just whatever. It just
makes me happy to know that we're going to win a Super Bowl in the next 2 to 3 years.
Don't do it again, Joe. You did it last year, and it could not have backfired. My problem with the whole Aaron Rodgers thing is to say – that you're considering retirement, and then you respond by signing a 4-year deal. Anybody who's considering retirement, you don't go on and sign for 4 years.
He secured
the
bag, Bob.
He did, but my problem is he's such a diva and drama queen. But I mean, Joe, you gotta agree. I mean, nobody's denying how good he is. And Baden Beardown says all the time how good he is. But the whole
Let me ask you a question, Beardown.
I just want to say that in terms of signing a 4-year deal, that doesn't mean anything in terms of if he wants to retire, you know, Bob, because he could still walk away.
He can walk away whenever he wants.
He could still retire. And you know what I mean? Like, he is committed to the deal in terms of if he wants to play football, he's got to play for the Packers. But if he wants to walk away and retire, he could still, that door is still wide open. He could do that, you know, which I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked.
My question for Beardown was, if you could turn back the hands of time and you could say it instead of Aaron Rodgers went to the Packers, if he could be a Bear. Course, you're telling me you wouldn't deal with all of this stuff to have him year in, year out dominate
the
NFC North?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's not the point. Of course I would want – anybody who says they wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers is a flat-out liar. He's a flat-out liar.
Well, a lot of these Bears fans on your pages, they're in denial, Beardown. And I'm reading the comments, and they're trying to
speak for 50,000 people.
All I'm saying, though, is I go in there and then I put one comment and I'm enemy number one. I'm getting like piranhas flying at me like fucking all angles. But these people are in denial and they don't see the picture from a clear perspective. So they went last year, Aaron's gone. It's now our time. We're going to dominate, you know. And then all of a sudden, Aaron's back in this. Like, he's not going to win the playoffs, even if he wins the NFC North. Who cares?
I got to tell you, a sick part of me is really glad that he's back, because I really would like to see them be able to beat them with him.
Yeah, that's the mentality you should have.
And then also the Bears fans on my page love to go after you because they watch the pod. They watch everything with the Brilliantly Dumb Show. They watch everything we do. With Bob and with you and me, and they love our back and forth banter. Become like a micro celebrity on the Beardown Cuz family page.
For better or for worse. He's kind of like the Beardown Cuz page villain to a
degree. I'm like the Newman of Seinfeld.
But what people can't stand is that like how I enjoy all of the things he says. Like, that's what I think he's saying. Like, these fans that follow my page like fucking go ballistic on Cuz and may genuinely hate him.
I think some of them hate me.
I 100% agree. And it makes them so much more angry that they see that I love you. And I think that drives them insane. Because they're like, how could he do this? He's a traitor.
Well, they don't know how great a person I am. You know, maybe if they stopped and get to know
me. I mean, how could they not? You tell them every friggin' time you go on the podcast. What was the line from last week, Bob? I'm a genuinely great guy.
I'm a huge heart,
Bob. You can attest to
he
that.
He does. He has a big heart.
And Beardown is one of my best friends, and I've never even met the guy. So it just says,
You know what, Joe? You know what I think it is with the way you handled the last season is that you paraded around like the Packers were the only team playing. And that it was a sure thing. There was no question. We're going to be in Los Angeles for the Super Bowl. Get your tickets. It's a book job. And it backfired. And I was pulling for you, Giuseppe. I just think it's the way that you went about the season. There was no other team playing but the Packers.
I will say I would not have blown up nearly the extent that I did if I had known that Rodgers was coming back. I thought that was the end of any possibility.
My question to you would be, Joe, would you handle the season differently in the way you would?
Oh, you're not going to hear a word from me this year.
Okay. So, okay.
Wait. Screen grab that, please.
Not going to hear a word from me. I'm just going to take my W's and I'm going to put them in the bank and I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
But that being said, before the season, we got to be the favorites to win the NFC. I mean, it's us and the Rams and who else?
It's the Rams, Packers are the two betting favorites, and then the Niners are in third.
And the Niners, I mean, the Niners are not.
I put this up yesterday. The NFC quarterback landscape is the worst I've ever seen. It's in total shambles outside of Green Bay and the Rams. And maybe people want to hype up Trey Lance because he's playing with such a good supporting cast in San Francisco, but the NFC quarterback landscape compared to AFC, garbage. The NFC is wide open.
Brady's gone now. I mean, who knows what the hell they're going to do in Tampa Bay? And now Wilson's gone. I mean, there's just
Wilson's gone.
Mikey V, let me ask you something. Talk to me about Denver for a second, okay? People give a lot of credit to Denver. People say Denver's very great. The whole nine yards. People love Denver. Is Denver all that it's making out to be, Mikey?
Well, I am in Breckenridge, which is like 3,000 feet higher than Denver. So my whole concern leading into this vacation was altitude sickness, because I had heard from multiple people, like, you could get legitimately like sick. Like if you don't adapt quickly to it, like you could be, you know, out of breath.
Especially a big man of your stature.
Yeah. So I prepared the whole week, hydrated, very little alcohol, no caffeine. I prepared very well. And I mean, I've worked out three times since I've been here. I feel fucking, the air out here is so crisp and dry, and people are listening to me right now from their balconies surrounding me, and they can attest probably.
Tell them to tune into the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Absolutely. But it's pristine. It's beautiful. I'm not like an outdoorsman really. But
do you ski bear down?
No, absolutely not.
I was going to say, how the hell can they make skis that fit you? Like, you know, you got to get like,
nothing in my life is easy. This is what I try to explain to people. Like, you saw me in the bathroom on the airplane.
Can we please post Mikey V in the bathroom airplane? If Jack can roll that, because that picture of Bear Down in the bathroom plane to me was one of the better. I mean, that was,
I got claustrophobia just looking at that photo.
So good.
Joe, it's so disgusting, bro.
It's so good. But what I was going with Mikey V outside of that water slide, do you see the size of his shoulders, Cutsy?
Yeah, he's got traps.
Holy shit.
Bear Down would crush me like a soda can. There's no doubt about it.
His shoulders.
There's only one person I want to crush, and you know who it is.
Jake Paul.
I feel like I've had a week training in the altitudes, like the Olympians. I could really come back now.
Bobby, if we ever get big enough that we could actually make that happen, Bear Down, I better be on the side and your sideline, me and Bob.
We're not gonna be on Jake Paul's side.
No, I mean like when they walk out with the entourage to the ring, I would be jacked up. Could you imagine how fucking hysterical
you're gonna be? Joey Cutman's that weekend. You're gonna be my Cutman, Joey Cold Cuts, man.
I would help your training regime. I really would. I'd be out there crack of the morning helping you out.
Cutsy, I gotta touch on it. I first off, before anything, and they shout us out all the time, these guys are really, they're so good to us. I want to give a shout out to Barstool Sports's Foreplay Pod. We just played our match against them and it was competitive. It was incredible, but these guys were just exceptional and it was so much fun. I mean, we all just gelled together so well.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And they just have been so good to us, and for them to do this and the publicity that Bob Does Sports is going to get out of this,
the exposure
is incredible. And I mean, people probably already saw we won. It was an unbelievable match. Bear Down, Fat Perez was unbelievable.
Well, was I was gonna ask how well.
I mean, look,
he was unbelievable. Cutsy delivered, stepped up to the plate. And by the way, I mean, I was going to do it for the buyer's.
That was the Jet. That was the wild card.
The Jet.
That was good.
He took a lot of scrutiny leading up to it. We all know it. We all saw it.
Bob, you should play the clip that they said of the Jet. It was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. They said, are you going to breathe at some point? Because he looked like he was going to go blue in the face.
Yeah, Bear Down.
He was so tense.
You got to hear it.
Young man took it seriously.
On the Four Plays podcast. Again, these guys were just, they're off. Frankie Borelli's a guy. Frankie Borelli has had my back for a year. When he would travel around with Dave Portnoy, he would be showing Dave my videos all the time, trying to get me on board there. I love Frankie.
Now, how about Lurch? Guys, Lurch is like the biggest beauty of all time. This guy, he's almost as big as Bear Down. He's a big, burly boy.
They talk about like each one of us and they really like hype us all up. Like they go into me and then they go to Cold Cuts and then just how good of a golfer Fat Perez is. And then they go, you know, and then they got his cameraman, the Jet. And then one of the guys goes, I don't think he took a breath till the sixth hole.
Frankie said he looked so stressed that I felt like I needed a massage after being around him. But they're all great. Riggs included.
He, I'll tell you, the Jet was, and he took so much scrutiny leading up to it. It was hard for the camera guys, though, too.
Is the Jet there right now?
Yeah, he is.
he must be pissed off that we're talking about him.
She's shaking his head on the couch the entire time right now. But it was hard for the camera guys to get over to him because he gets up to the ball and he swings it so quick because he just runs to the tee box
so that they can't get him on camera before he shoots.
Yeah, and he really put together. He was really good. I mean,
by the way, Baron, the last hole that we won it was on 17. Bob made just a glorious putt. By the way, I never saw Bob go more ballistic in my life. He was like, he just won a U.S. gold medal. But prior to Bob hitting the putt,
nuts, Baron.
And by the way, I did a chest bump with Bob. I almost sent him flying.
Hutsy comes sprinting over to me, and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And he just fucking laid. For me to be the guy to hit the putt, everything, you know, like, you know, Jerry leaving the bar stool and me possibly going to bar stool and stuff like that. I just feel like for me to hit that, I just exploded. Absolutely exploded.
Prior to him doing that, the jet lipped out. The jet almost won the match, which would have been the most
poetic. That would have been poetic. Justice.
He could have just rolled that on his Instagram and just been a big fuck you to everybody who ever doubted.
You know what, Bob? He was looking for that walk away moment. He was talking about on the Patreon episode. That might have been the walk away moment. He hits the putt, rides off into the
sunset. And he's gone. He's off to Wickenburg. Yeah.
By the way, though, I will say, Beardown, you should have seen the operation these guys have. I mean, when we go out there, we have the jet is unbelievable what he does, but they have a fucking team.
Sure.
Get onto the first tee box. We're all mic'd up. Everybody's mic'd up. GoPros on every single cart. And then they got three camera guys. They got two sound people checking the mics. At one point, the lady comes, I got to change your battery. I didn't even know the battery was dead on my mic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got a fucking drone hovering over you, filming. I'm like,
you know what Cutsy? You know what Cutsy did? He was on, like, it was early into it. It's like the fifth guy. And like something happened with it. Like his mic just kind of like came off in him and he's screaming from the car. I need a mic, man. I need a mic, man. It's like, Joe, just take it easy.
I was waving her down.
Where's my mic, man?
I was like, I mean, I'm an essential part of the equation. You gotta have me mic'd up, you know?
Yeah, you let us know, Joe.
Joe demands the highest level of service, regardless of what arena it's in. It could be food, could be, golf outings. Could be media services, hotel service. It does not matter. He expects only the best. Only the best for Cutsy.
And you know what?
We did get the best this weekend, by the way.
He deserves it.
He does deserve it.
I can't say enough about the foreplay guys. I really did. It was just such an incredible, incredible weekend. And they are just they're top class. They really were. We had an absolute We had a blast.
Yeah, man. They're great guys. I would play with them. And we're going to have a rematch with them because I think – by the way, Bob – didn't mention they don't lose almost ever, Beardown. Like, wow. I think in all the matches they've done, they've had a couple losses. So like when we won, I mean, they were such great, there was such a great atmosphere that even no matter who won or lost, there was still going to be good camaraderie at the end. So they were super good about it. But like, you could tell that they're not used to losing.
Yeah.
And they were like kind of shocked. And immediately they're like, when's a rematch? And I even think Rick said, I'd be ready to do another 18 right now.
Yeah, it was just the perfect amount of competitiveness, which you got there. Like the first nine holes, it was all us just shooting the shit. And then it gets to the back nine and then it gets tense and you can feel it because each side wanted it so bad.
I kind of wish we had Beardown involved because I think his competitive.
Well, he's going to start swinging the golf clubs is what they're saying.
Is that confirmed happening now?
That's what they're saying.
Well, he's going to have to call TaylorMade to make a special set for him.
Yeah, but that is what's
going on.
Some
of my friends in the golf industry could help me out there, Bob. All
right.
No, but it's good to hear that they were good people, though. I mean, fantastic. They seem like good guys, you know.
I think sometimes
I'm so happy you guys won because I was talking shit to everybody. I was like, bro, because I said these guys don't understand this guy Perez. Like everyone, like all my buddies who are big golf people follow like golf, and like they obviously know both of you now from all the pages, but inevitably Fat Perez always comes up and they ask me, they're like, how good is he? I'm like, dude, I'm like, the man is like a legitimate scratch golf. Like he's just incredible. So I was like, I just put all my chips in the middle. I was all in on you guys, and mainly, I mean, not to disparage any of you guys, but it was mainly because I just think Perez is just that fucking incredible.
By the way, we just had a match yesterday against Perez, me and Bobby.
Don't give up anything now, though. Don't give up anything.
Okay.
Don't give up anything.
I'm just saying.
But you have to factor in the state in which he's golfing.
It's insane.
He's fucked up, man. He barely made it to the tee time. And the night before, Riggs was in our room and he's like, yeah, you know, there's a bunch of good golfers. This should be good. And Perez like, yeah, I'm the best golfer here. Yeah. Riggs kind of stood up.
I love that.
And he looked at him. He's like, wait, you think that you're the best golfer out of this group? And Perez looks dead in his eyes. And, you know, Perez, he's normally like very subtle. He doesn't say.
Yes.
In this moment, he changed. I saw a side of Perez I've never seen. And he looked him dead in the eyes. He goes, I don't think. I know I'm the best.
And
golfer.
That's why. And not that's even why close. I was so,
and I was like, oh, God, I hope so this doesn't escalate. And then Riggs looked at him and he's like, I fucking love that, man.
Yeah.
And they started drinking out of the trophy that Riggs had won. And they were boys, man. But
that's why I was so all in on you guys. I feel like there was no way Perez was going to go there and let the team lose. There was no way.
Bear down the last, you know, one more last thing, and then I'll let Bob go. But we were neck and neck for the first several holes. And like, yep. Perez normally, I think it was because he was so fucked up from the night before.
That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't really himself. And I went to him. Bob's like, we got to talk to him, man. Like, he's not himself right now. Like, he's not. And I said, I'll talk to him. So it was like the ninth hole bear down. And I go to the cart and Perez is sitting in the cart. I'm like, Perez. And he's like, yeah. I'm like,
the best.
Are you okay, dude? Like, is everything all right? And he looks at me like this. Yeah. And I just stepped back and I didn't say a word. I was like, I am not in any place to be fucking questioning this man's integrity. And bear down, I promise you, the next four holes, he went on a fucking heater, bro. He couldn't miss a shot. And I looked at him. I was just like, I didn't even have to say anything. When he looked at me like that, he was just like, who the fuck are you to question whether I'm going to come up right now? And he just exploded, bro. Fascinated by him. They couldn't believe, and he was always the last guy to shoot. So like Jet was our first, Bob, me, and then we'd miss all these shots. He'd just walk up. He has a stogie in his mouth, a beer. He puts a beer down, hits the putt, and does a Euro step and walks off the course.
And I think that's what has to frustrate so many people that golf with him, because a lot of these guys, like I see, like they try to stay in really good shape and they got all the equipment and they, you know, and then you got Perez just takes his dick out and swings it everywhere. And he's just it's just that has got to aggravate people to no end. And I love that. I fucking love that.
They were absolutely mind blown by him.
Broken.
Like they were just, he's like Cutsy says, Cutsy always says, he's an enigma. He's one of the most fascinating. Dude. And then when you watch him swing.
He's such a star in the making too. Like I just, they started posting him, Baird, and they had him on their page. And keep in mind, they got almost a million followers. I think they got like 800,000 followers or something like that. They had him on their page before we even stepped foot on the golf course. And he was exploding because he was just so hungover. And they're like, this is match day. And this is their ace. And Riggs was having breakfast with us. And he's like, I took out their guy. They're done. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You really didn't. But
I mean, to watch him turning like, on.
How many followers did he gain, Bob? In like one day, he gained like 3,500 followers.
Yeah, and
like,
it's just going to keep rolling. By the time they release that video, it's going to be, I mean, they are going to, by the time 4Play releases that, I mean, I just think he's going to balloon. I think he's going to absolutely explode.
He's going to be up to 20, 30,000 followers in no time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at Manscaped. The global leaders in below-the-waist hygiene are turning men's shower dreams into their favorite routine with the all-new Ultra Premium Collection. This is an all-in-one hygiene skin and hair bundle that is designed to upgrade the everyday man's shower routine from head to toe. Your skin, your hair, and balls deserve this. Save big by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping using promo code 20Bobby. That's 20Bobby at manscaped.com. Lather on the cologne infused ultra premium body wash with aloe vera and sea salt, hair care as well. It does it all. Manscaped does it all. Your promo code is 20Bobby to get 20% off and free shipping today with Manscaped. Folks, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by Athletic Greens. I started taking Athletic Greens because I needed to change. I needed to get that little pep to the step and take care of my health, which is most important of it all. Athletic Greens, with one delicious scoop, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and much more. Don't mess around with your health, ladies and gentlemen. It supports better sleep quality and recovery. AG1 from Athletic Greens is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Don't mess around, ladies and gentlemen. Get yourself Athletic Greens. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune support and vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. That is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And with what I wanted to do, we forgot to touch on the buy or sell. So I want to do the buy or sell if you fellas got a buy or sell. And then we will close down with our top five. I think we got a really good top five today. We went back and forth a lot with the top five today. My buy, I was between a buy or sell on, like, I wanted to buy Fat Perez, but we knew that that's what Fat Perez was going to do. So you can't go wrong with buying your stock in Fat Perez. Where I want to buy stock is, I think, in the Jet. Because I think when you factor in the scrutiny that the Jet took going into this of being our fourth, like even the night before we left, I'm on the phone with Jerry and Jerry's on speakerphone and Jet's here. And Jerry goes to me, he goes, Bob, who's your fourth? I said, it's the Jet. And Jerry just sighs. He goes, that's rough. And the Jet just throws his hands in the air. And the Jet showed up, and he really did deliver. And
by the way, he was such a team player, too. There were a couple times cuts he was getting down. I was getting pissed. And Jet came up, and I've never known Jet to be a positive person in my life. And he's like, Cutsy, you got to be positive. We got this. We can do. And I'm like, who is this man right now?
Yeah,
like,
there's a time, too, where Cutsy – there's a time, too, where Cutsy and Jet get into it about a shot, and Jet and him really got into it, and it was great. I mean, it was fascinating to watch. But yeah, I buy the stock in the Jet with the scrutiny that this guy faced and him to deliver the way that he delivered. Buy your stock in the Jet. We set over to Joey Colcuts. Buy or sell.
I'm going to buy, Bob, after this week's turn of events, and I'm going to buy an NFC championship for the Green Bay Packers this year.
Oh Lord!
Man, I just don't see how we can't do it. Like, it's gotta be.
It's just as long as
Bear Down agrees that Davante Adams will be back. As long as we have Davante Adams, I just don't see how we cannot do it this year. Like, it's just gotta be. It's gotta happen. It's gotta.
Bear Down, I'll let you respond. There's so many things I want to say. You go ahead, Bear Down.
I'm not even speaking from the factor where I think like he's mushing them again. It's not even that. It's at this point, like, I just don't know how we're here again and we circle back to this again. But I mean, I guess if you keep picking the team that has the best quarterback in the league, other than Patrick Mahomes, if you want to make that argument, if you're picking the team that has the best quarterback in the league every year to win a conference this year, which I think is weak, the weaker of the two, I should say, eventually you're going to be right. Eventually, even a broken clock is right twice a day, I would think he has to win another NFC championship. So Cuts could really go with this strategy for the next 4 years. But I just can't believe that of the buy and sells, this is his
bundle.
Well, it's not like it came out of the blue. This is big news this week that just came about.
So you just said that you were going to be quiet about him
re-signing with your team.
No, I'm buying the future.
Okay. All right, Bear Down, we head over to you.
I'm going to sell, and I'm going to sell just airlines in general. I'm going to sell the airlines. Not for nothing. We have made advancements in almost every, like, major quantum leaps and bounds in so many areas in life. DNA research. Like, I put on my story, electric, self-driving vehicles, hovering cars, all these wild things that we have at our fingertips now. You could go on the internet in the middle of nowhere, but we still can't accommodate people of height on an airplane. And the quality of the seats and the quality of the amenities in the bathrooms. Like what would it take just to make a little bit of an effort in that field to make things better for the common folk? You know what I mean? Like, not everybody could take a private fucking jet everywhere.
But what exactly?
Not everybody can.
I don't use bathrooms in a plane.
Well, okay, Joe, yeah. That's great. I mean, so you've never had to go, is what you're telling me?
No, when I flew to Australia once, I made a bet with my friend that I wouldn't get out of my seat for 15 hours, and I didn't.
This guy's totally shut down. I mean, just totally shut down.
When I got up, my legs were asleep. Like, it was bad, but I won.
I mean, he did it for a wager. So, but, I mean, would you have gotten up if you didn't have a wager?
I know, but I'm just telling you, I have probably in the last 4 years, I don't even know how many flights I've done. I have not used the bathroom in a flight once.
Okay. Well,
I refuse to. I'll go before, because just what you're saying is so true. It's it is like savage, like sitting in it. It's like,
here's the problem. Before Colorado, before I left, I was drinking like 2 gallons of water a day to make sure I was adequately hydrated. You were preparing. So I was peeing all the time.
He's the only guy now that would prepare for the altitude.
Paid off, Bob.
You'd swear he's running a fucking marathon over there. He's going on a family vacation.
Man, what are you?
Two people in my party got sick. The first and second day, they were not feeling well. And you know, you got to get the oxygen and like, it's no joke, the altitude up here, bro. Like, even I was like walking upstairs, I was like, that feels a little bit harder than it does at home. Like, it hits a little bit different, this air. It sure does.
How is little Dom adjusting?
And back to the cell, the airlines are a disgrace.
But what exactly are you like? We've seen the pics, so yeah, of course. It's what exactly are you looking for amenities wise in the bathroom? Because my thing is,
I'm looking for anything where a human being. Now, listen, I'm 6'7". I understand we can't accommodate. I understand I'm freakishly tall. Like, I'm taller than most tall people, or most people that you would consider tall. But like, can we make a bathroom stall that's like accommodating for someone who's 6'2"? If you're 6'2" in that bathroom, you're not standing up straight in that bathroom.
You got a problem.
That's ridiculous. This is not the Stone Age where average height of men is 5'9", 5'8" anymore. I think the average height for a male is close to 6 foot now. This is absurd. It's absurd.
I think it's fair. I mean, look, when you see the picture of Bear Down in there, and also, Jed, if you could we roll the picture of Fat Perez in his seat? Talk about airlines not accommodating. Can we talk about
it? You see what I'm saying?
I mean, exactly, to look at Fat Perez in the seat.
The plane only has so much room. That's
the man can't even put his tray table down in the upright.
That is, yeah.
That's right.
No, it's not. And if you're watching on the YouTube, you got to see Fat Perez in the aisle with this, because that is wow.
I tell you what, that's a great side by side. Me in the bathroom and Perez.
That is.
I wonder, airlines, if you hurt yourself, like if you smashed your head on the wall or something, and you were concussed and you had like CTS or whatever it is.
That's Volani.
Could you sue the airline for not being, you know, applicable to your, you know? I mean, Bob, you could sue McDonald's. Got sued for having the coffee too hot. Yeah. Bear Down could be sitting on a freaking wealth.
You know what, though? He don't want a free pass.
No, I don't want a free pass, and I would never take one, but I got to tell you
something. I'd take one.
The level of discrimination against there is no class in this society that is less protected than the tall people. Everyone else, you can't make jokes about fat people. You can't make jokes about short people, skinny people. You can't do that. You get crucified if you do that. Tall people
are revered.
Free reign. How tall are you? Oh, did you play basketball? Oh, this and that and the other thing. Like, it's just, you shouldn't be able to walk up to people and ask them about their physical attributes. Being tall, the only physical attribute you see people walk up to total strangers and ask them how tall they are. Nobody ever walks up to a fat guy, how fat are you? No one ever walks up to a short person, how short are you?
It's a benefit to be tall, Bear Down.
No,
women tall guys. Like, it's
yeah, but
so
I will say
disadvantages.
I will say Bear Down is so tall to where you, when you do see him, you're like, whoa, you're tall. And he's got to kind of get sick of it. And I look back on the first time I met Bear Down, and of course, the first thing I said, I was like, holy shit, you're tall. And Bear Down's
Bob's making me take pictures out in the street with Jerry Don. Like,
take a picture with the Don. We could post that too. I mean, the picture
of Bear Down next to Jerry must have been hysterical.
It's one of the all-time photos of all
time. It looks like Shaq hanging out with Macaulay Culkin.
Probably looks like the Arnold Schwarzenegger Danny DeVito picture from the
it is honestly, it's unbelievable. We'll get that up there too. And boys,
starting
now
to snow out here.
Bearden's in the elements right now. I mean, Jesus.
Fucking freezing.
Especially with its
start. But he's wearing his rollback hoodie. Yes, promo code Beardown.
Yeah. No, promo code Cuz15. But yeah.
All right, let's get into our top five here, boys. And again, I appreciate for the followers. Appreciate you guys sticking with us here and changing it the day for this coming out Thursday. I want to get into our top five. I think we all agree we like the top five. I think it's a good top five. And what we're going to be doing today is top five bagels. That's going to be top five bagel flavors out there. I think we can all agree we're all bagel guys. And I think this leaves a room for a lot of debate. I do. Top five bagel flavors. Who do we want to start with?
I'll start if you want.
Go ahead, Mikey V.
Number five, I'm going to go just a plain bagel. I think a plain bagel. If the bagel's made well, I think plain bagel, you could never go wrong. Plain sure. bagel, if it's a good bagel. Plain bagel at five. Number four, I got cinnamon raisin. I like cinnamon raisin in certain situations. Cream cheese, obviously you can't do any type of a breakfast sandwich, so its scope is kind of limited. Like, I wouldn't want to do a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese on a cinnamon raisin. I just don't think that works right out well. But cinnamon raisin at four. Number three, I got poppy seed. I love poppy seed bagel, especially... And, you know, the places that make the best bagels, they put the seeds on both sides of the bagel. You get the whole bagel encompassed in the seeds. I hate when it's just the top and it's very little. So you need the good coating on there. Number two, I'm going to go with, it is the altitude. It's kicking in a little bit. Number two, I'm going to go with a sesame seed bagel. I like a nice sesame seed bagel at number two. No. I was thinking sesame seed bagel number two. I think it's a staple bagel order. I think whenever you run out to get bagels for like a group, sesame is like a staple, have to have it, because everyone inevitably will ask for sesame seed bagel. And then number one, I don't think there's any question in my mind anyway, is the everything bagel. I'll always go to the everything bagel if I'm in a bagel store and I got to make the decision there. And then I have an honorable mention, but I'll let you boys go. But everything at one for me.
Yeah, the only thing with this list is I don't think there's going to be – I like a list where, like, you know, we could really bust each other's balls if there's a really bad one. I'm not so sure there will be a bad one. I mean, maybe you guys will think my five is – I'm gonna roll into it, and then I'll get over to Giuseppe. I don't mind Beardown's list at all.
No, I think that's a standard list, to be honest. It's a good list.
Yeah, I'm going to go five, a little more exotic, and there's not a lot of taste to it, but it just goes great with the breakfast sandwich. And I like what Beardown said in regards to there's certain bagels that pair better with others. Like, to me, everything bagel goes great on a breakfast sandwich, you know, where you do the bacon, egg, and cheese. Not to say everything you can't goes do it with cream cheese, but also I just think with the breakfast sandwich, it hits even harder. But I actually got the egg bagel at five. East Coast,
I like egg bagel.
A lot of bagel shops do the egg bagel. Give me the egg bagel at five. Give me sesame seed at four. And then give me the plain bagel at three. Love a plain bagel. Not much to it. You could put anything on there. Number two, I got the everything. And then number one, I got poppy seed. I get that everything bagel is the most popular bagel. To me, I've always stuck with poppy seed. And I take the everything bagel at two. We head on over to Giuseppe.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of overlapping ones on these lists. I like
our honorable mention. I'm going to go exotic on honorable mention. So maybe that'll spice it up a little bit.
All right. Number five, I'll go cinnamon raisin. This is not a bagel I have all the time, but I do think when you do have it in the right circumstances, it hits very hard. But like Bob says, it's very limited. So that's why it's five for me. Okay. Number four, I will go with a sesame bagel. Okay. I'm not crazy about the poppy seeds because they get everywhere. The sesame seeds, I feel like, are much more supplanted within the bagel. And yeah, you can control them a lot more. So I do like a good sesame bagel. I think that's my number four. Number three is going to be for me, it's not going to be exotic, but it's just a plain bagel because I think it has the most resources that you can do with it. You can do lox on that. You can do it with cream cheese. You can do it. You know, I've even done plain bagel with peanut butter, which is really
good.
Peanut
butter and jelly on a bagel is great, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, and I just think it's very versatile as a bagel. So Number three, give me the plane. Number two is not on either of your lists. And this is a bagel that I have recently started having, and Bob knows what it is. And I love it. And I think it changes the game for me. It's a little bit exotic. Is jalapeno cheddar is a fucking
that's banger exotic. To me, that's bagel. Exotic.
I got it one time and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. It's so good and it smacks so hard, and I'll do it with the cream cheese. It's a it is a wild card, man. The jalapeno cheddar and then the spice, it just brings your taste buds alive. That's my number two. And then number one is everything bagel. Bear Down's got it on the head. It's the only time I do like the poppy seeds, because the poppy seeds with the sesame kind of is like the gate. It holds the poppy seeds in a little bit. So they're not wildly roaming as much.
Cuts's list is all about his need for control.
I just don't like when you eat the bagel and there's shit flying everywhere. But the everything bagel is great. And by the way, Trader Joe's has that everything bagel.
The topping. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is fire, by the way.
That's a total.
They really capitalized on that end. And yeah, yes, I just think that to me, everything bagel, it's just the king. It's got everything you could ask for.
What's the honorable mention, JoJo?
Garlic onion bagel. You never had one of those, Bob?
No, I don't think I would like that.
Well, how can you say you don't like it if you haven't tried it?
No, I'm saying
garlic bagel and onion bagel. I don't know if I've ever heard of the combo. That's
yeah,
be
I just think
breath.
That for me might be too much.
Be rough.
Oh,
yeah, you better have some toothpaste ready on standby.
scallion cream cheese on a garlic onion bagel to start the morning off.
What about Bob's honorable mention?
I would probably go cinnamon raisin, because I think cinnamon raisin with the cream cheese bagel is really a good combo. So I'd probably put cinnamon raisin as my honorable mention.
I have a wild card that nearly made my top five. And I love it so much. But again, it's one of those bagels where you can only go toasted butter or toasted cream cheese. I think it's so good if it's done right. It's blueberry. The blueberry bagel.
Blueberry
bagel is underrated, bro. It's underrated. It is so good if made right.
Fair.
I don't have any problems with that.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I think, listen, all the lists are good because I think, like, nobody's going to do something ridiculous. Bob, the egg bagel's not bad, but the only problem with that is it's not – you don't get that crispy crunch with the egg bagel. It's like
super soft. Yeah, you got to really toast that sucker.
Yeah, it's super soft.
All right, boys.
Bear Down's almost freezing. He looks like the end of The Shining is going to happen over there.
That's Bear Down from Denver, Joey Coldcut from L.A., Bob from L.A. That's a wrap. Thanks for listening, folks, forever and always. Boys, I appreciate you. I love you. That's the Brill and Lee Dumb Show. You all take care.